When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Big milestone moment for Hannah and the boyfriend. Last week on the Brett Magus Show, Hannah shared that she's in a new relationship with a guy named Julian, who she has not had the luxury of the big brothers Kevin and I meeting him. Mm-hmm. But he did get to meet the rest of the family last night. Family dinner. Who all came over to meet the man?
So all of my siblings were there, and then all of their kids. And I have like a million nieces and nephews. They were all there. And even some of my nieces and nephews, like significant others, were there as well. So it was a big day. The only person that wasn't there was my mom because she was working, but my mom's already met
him. She met him before. Yes. She likes him.
She really likes him. And if you know my mom, she's like incredibly hard to please. So the fact that she really likes him says a lot.
All right. So mom co-signed on him. how did the siblings feel about him? How'd it go?
They really, really like him. So the night started, he walked in, and I made sure that I was like in the kitchen looking like I'm whipping stuff up, like putting my back into it. And he called me out the second he saw me. He's like, "I've never seen you behind the stove." I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing."
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I was just busy just working on it over here, chopping up this garlic.
Yeah, and what's funny too is, like, when we were thinking of like what we wanted to eat, Julian is one of those people that can like eat anything. So he was good with whatever. So it was more so my decision of what I wanted the family to have. And I chose Marry Me Chicken.
No, you didn't.
Oh. Yes, I did.
Like that viral.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Wow. Oh my God. This poor guy. So what's for dinner? Marry Me Chicken?
It's the best chicken platter there is out there.
Dude's like
chicken.
A month into this relationship going, oh
you're
my
the
God.
The entire family, you're eating me chicken.
Why did you do this? This poor
guys,
man.
Just relax. Hello. The mozzarella cheese chicken. Good.
Was it good?
Hell yeah, it was good. And
you think
I've
he wants to marry you now?
Made it. Hope so.
Hope so? You've been dating this dude a month. Hannah has no, you don't even have a first gear or second gear. You're just like straight up. Slam it, pedal to the metal. Mm-hmm. Hope so. 1 month in.
Yeah, but anyway, him meeting the family went really well. I was nervous.
Did it? He's probably like, he's like, hey. Yo, guys, he probably texted all his bros. She made Marry Me Chicken. You think this is a sign or what? You know there's a group chat with his bros saying that. Like, you think she's trying to say something or am I good? Or is this just a TikTok viral thing?
I just
mozzarella
know
chicken thing.
He really likes chicken. So that was, for sure. That was the one. It's an easy dish to make for however many people were there. So it was good.
Was there any like awkwardness though? Because you know like when you first like meet any group of people, like he's new to the group. So right. You feel like he blended in with the group? Do you feel like there's a lot of jokes, laughing? Or did you feel like he just kind of waited outside and didn't overstep? Or did you feel like he meshed in with the group?
No, I feel like he did really well. He was able to have conversation with like my older brother. They were talking about golfing together or something. I don't even know. They were talking about that. And then he was able to talk to my sister about like the babies. He was able to talk to my younger nephew. He was wearing like a basketball shirt, so they talked about that. He was able to talk to everybody, which I wasn't nervous for him at all, really, in this experience. I was nervous for me just because sometimes when my nieces and nephews are around, especially the babies, I can more so just like zone in on the babies and forget to kind of like include Julian. So I was nervous about that, but it ended up like being great. I think I did well, he did well, everybody
all right, okay.
Did well.
Milestone passed.
You say that, okay, but I want to know when the dinner is with everybody but Julian to discuss Julian.
Oh, there is always like a post dinner.
Yeah. The post session. Well, we've like had group chats flowing and stuff.
Oh, so Julian,
there is one, huh?
Yeah. So they are very much approving of Julian. They really like him. What I'm expecting next is for there to be a dinner without me.
Yeah, it's because they know that.
They're like, oh, gosh, put her away.
And this is speaking directly to Julian. When you say, man, Hannah's intense, you have to also go, she had Marry Me Chicken on the first dinner.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.